Well, falling oil prices drive more than car sales. As they fall, so does the stock market, which so far in 2016 is down nearly 10%, and that's having a ripple effect in Silicon Valley. So let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Noah Culwin is associate editor at Recode in San Francisco. Hi, Noah.
Hi.
And so we're not crying for Silicon Valley just yet, but we are hearing about Friday layoffs, huge startups stopping, you know, grinding to a halt. How bad is it?
It's pretty bad.
Okay, yeah.
So the main challenge, though, is that obviously this has largely to do with instability in the larger stock market. And so the effect in Silicon Valley has been that it's becoming harder and harder for startups to raise more money simply because people and investors are increasingly unsure that they'll be able to get it back as market conditions worsen.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I wondered if the falling oil prices and the subsequent falling stocks were the problem, or if they were exposing a bubble that was already there waiting to pop, you know, overvaluated companies that got a lot of press and a lot of investors but aren't making a lot of money, like the dot-com burst in 2000. So is that true, too, that the, you know, falling prices are exposing something?
Definitely. I'd also point out that it's substantially different from the dot-com era bubble and that we're simply just dealing with companies of a much smaller size. And additionally, a lot of the really big startups, like, you know, Airbnb and Uber, for example, they're not going to really be hurt by this because their investors falling over themselves to put money in those companies. What we're largely seeing is that the crop of, you know, so-called unicorns, companies that have achieved valuations of $1 billion or more through private funding in the last couple of years, for a lot of them, it's going to be increasingly difficult to raise more money or to live up to their valuations simply because they got really favorable funding terms at high valuations in the private market. But because of all the volatility in the public market, if we were to see what those values would look like on a stock index, for example, they probably wouldn't be so great. Because if you take a look at the established tech companies that have gone public in the last couple of years, like Twitter and LinkedIn, for example, their stock value has cratered given some of the troubles there. Or at LinkedIn, where there frankly weren't even really considered to be troubles before they lost more than 40% of their value last week.
Right. Well, even big tech giants like Apple and Google are down in the stock market. Is that part of the problem as well, that trickles down to the rest of the industry?
To some extent. I mean, Google and Apple are really significant in the startup ecosystem because they acquire so many companies. So if they take this as a sign to buy fewer companies, or at the same time, you know, it could also be perceived as an advantage for them because they can get stuff on the cheap. For those big companies who are doing badly just because the market's doing badly, it really actually may not affect them because you could see it as both an advantage or something that works against them.
Now, so overall, what's the effect of this? Because we're reading, too, here's in USA Today, it's a time to recalibrate. So many companies can't burn extraordinary amounts of money forever. This is a sidecar founder. He's a pioneer in the ride-sharing space. So some are saying, well, maybe this is a good thing. What do you think?
I think it's I'm not sure whether or not it's good or bad, but I think what's interesting is that a few years ago, Facebook, you know, had a really tough time figuring out how to monetize, or people thought it did. And they had all these users and nobody could say, like, well, what are you going to do with them? And eventually Facebook figured out a way to make a lot of money on them. So there's a lot of businesses where they may not have a direct path to monetization in front of them. But they could actually one day become behemoths. For now, investors are they're feeling a lot less patient with some of these companies. And for others who need more time for their business model to work or for whom it wasn't great to begin with, those companies are going to have a lot of trouble coming up shortly.
Noah Culwin, associate editor at Recode. Noah, thanks so much.
Thank you.